All right, welcome back to the ladies' room.
Hello.
Hiya.
Hello. All right, listen, I'm happy to, I don't know if I'm happy to report this or I'm just going to make this announcement or I just read today. That from The Bachelor, Matt James, this last season, who picked Rachel Kirkconnell, who kind of started the whole controversy of why Chris Harrison is gone.
Okay.
And at the end during the final rose or at the end, the finale, he basically said that, you know, for obvious reasons, that he was no longer going to be involved with her or was open to dating her anymore. I just find out they were hanging out together in New York and they're back together. This is what I hear.
Well, then why did he brush it under the rug then? If it was like bad enough that he had to break up with this girl.
But anyway.
He could find anybody off of a show. That's what I don't understand. I don't get the show at all. But this guy, I mean,
It was kind of a boring season, I'm not going to lie. But he is not from the Bachelor franchise. It's always fun when they pick a contestant from the season before and then they bring them on as a Bachelor, Bachelorette. That makes it really interesting because you already know a little bit about them and what the controversy is and, you know, kind of the fun, playful part. But he kind of didn't come out of the blue, but was just somebody who hasn't been part of the franchise for a while.
That's
what's kind of boring.
That's the thing about the Bachelor and the Bachelorette. I'm going to be honest. When that show first came out, circa 1980.
It was about 25 seasons ago.
True. Which is a lot. I did get into it. I was like, wow, this is cool. They're going to date all these people and, you know, find love. And then I did like two seasons. You know, I did The Bachelor up until Juan Pablo, and he made me so angry that I never watched that show again.
That was a bad, bad, bad one.
And The Bachelorette, I just couldn't get into it, only because I feel like society views women dating a whole bunch of men different than a guy dating a whole bunch of women different, whether it's on TV or not. And you guys know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm. I totally know what you're saying. First, Trista, by the way, that was like the first season or second season. They're still together.
So that's kind of, they had babies and all that. Yes.
But back to what you're saying, I always liked The Bachelorette for the opposite reason, where here is this strong woman who has enough confidence to stand her ground to dating these guys, like to stand her ground and say, this is not working for me. I always thought that, but you make a good point too. That's just sort of how I felt. Like, okay, I could never do it. I just, you know.
I just wouldn't do it anyway because the Bachelor and the Bachelorette is such a farce. It is not real life. The reason why like three of them stay married out of what, 20? How many did you say? 25
right.
seasons?
So I do have that number for you. There's 25 seasons of The Bachelor, 16 of The Bachelorette, and out of those, 15 couples remain, if that.
That doesn't seem like a lot. From the outside, looking in, somebody who really never got into the series, I feel like it's somebody who just keeps going back to that high school pool of people, like this small town, you know, like there are other people, bring them onto the show instead of circling back around again. You know, you go back to your high school and you're like, oh, hey, those guys again.
Yeah.
Okay. move on.
That makes sense. I mean, for me, it's just, I know it's called reality TV, but like the dates they go on, that's never going to happen again.
No.
Once this past Bachelor and now they're back together, there's no helicopter rides. There's no,
like
you
having
know,
Keith Urban sing to you on your own, like your one-on-one date with a romantic dinner for two.
Never going to happen again. I don't even also know how Keith Urban had the time to do that.
Like then they're back together. And then when they end up together, like the dirty socks are on the floor. The dishes are still in the dishwasher.
You're heading to me. What are you going to do when you guys are rushing through and it's just McDonald's for dinner and you have to go home to the apartment that was not featured on The Bachelor or The Bachelorette.
Right.
You know, you've got some 2-bedroom, you know, 600 square foot apartment.
Or you
find
that.
I just imagine them sitting across from each other, you know, having a plate of mac and cheese one night going, so yeah. Yeah. Remember that one time we went on a helicopter ride and then Keith Urban sang to us? Yeah.
Yeah.
How about
remember that?
That
one time?
You know, like, I feel like that's the pinnacle. Like, you can't get any higher and better than that. It's like, where do you go from there?
I don't know. I think I understand what you're saying. But if they really found love, they really found each other, then they would have a lot to talk about. And it wouldn't matter about the helicopter ride. They're going to enjoy each other among dirty socks.
That's true. Okay.
But there are no dirty socks introduced. Like, nobody poops or pees. You know, nobody like, nobody farts or burps.
Unless you're watching
Big Brother.
Like, Big Brother, they do. But
they do on The Bachelor. They do. It has happened. There's like some bloopers and funny things. But I know what you're saying. They're dressed to the nines.
all the
like,
time.
Like, that would be my big thing is if I was on The Bachelor, what to wear? Like, those dresses. I don't know, I'd probably pick up the wrong dress. I don't even know what the cute little outfits. Too much.
Is that like
too
their much. Own wardrobe, or do they go shopping and they go find that? Because I got nothing like that in my closet.
I think they have to bring their own, but I might be wrong. That I don't know.
Blue jeans and overalls for me.
I'm sure there's wardrobe and hair and makeup for The Bachelor and The Bachelorette. But that's the thing about this show. You're setting the bar so high. It's not like the real world. It's not like, you know, shows like that.
And even though it may not be scripted, it is produced.
Yeah.
So they have producers and cameramen, you know, that kind of pick and choose what they want to have said or shown and what they want to have.
They're probably cutting featured. And splicing different scenes to make it. A different spin on it, maybe. Yeah.
I'm sure I don't know what goes on behind closed doors when you have a one-on-one date with one of them. It's just, I don't want to compete with a whole bunch of people. I just want to be myself. And I would like a real date. I feel like you're setting them up for disaster. These are pedestal dates, pedestal surroundings. You know, we're not on an island. We don't have hotels. We don't have a mansion. We don't have limousines.
Right.
It frustrates me because I'm like, you know, when you start clipping your toenails or you start sleeping late and you start looking like the Joker when you wake up in the morning.
When reality really sets in.
Yeah.
When you start looking like the Joker when you might not. Makeup. It's like,
right.
I would love it if one of them would say, okay, here's our date. Go put a pair of blue jeans on, your favorite concert tee, you know, mess up your hair, whatever. We're going to sit outside. You know, I'm going to like bring the TV out, or we'll do a projector screen. We're going to watch a whole bunch of, you know, TV, and we're going to order some Chick-fil-A and sit out in a blanket and just nosh on, you know, chicken nuggets. Like that would be a date for me. I'd be like, yeah cool.
That was one thing that was kind of neat about Matt James' season, I will say, is that he kind of did fun things like that. It wasn't, I don't know if they did helicopter rides, but it was like, let's go zip lining. Let's go like take a walk around the park. You know, he kind of did some of those kind of things. But
And those are doable. I mean, you can even zip line in Vermont.
Sure.
You
know. So interesting enough, The Bachelor, I mean, clearly they're on there for their TV presence and to get get the most likes on social media.
Nope.
But ironically enough, Bachelor in Paradise, all the couples that ever got together on Bachelor in Paradise, both of you have this like look in your eye like, huh, there's more.
Yeah.
They're all together. All the couples that got together on Bachelor in Paradise, they are all still together. Like Ashley and Jared, Jade and Tanner, they have two kids.
So then get rid of The Bachelor and The Bachelorette and just do Bachelor, what is it again? Bachelor
Nation? Because apparently that works. You plunk a whole bunch of people on a beautiful island, wherever the heck it is. You plunk a whole bunch of single people there. They're good. Somebody's going to end up married. So that works.
I have an idea.
Ooh.
There should be a Bachelor, Bachelorette type show, but you mix it in with Survivor. So you can't shower. You hardly eat anything. You're surrounded by bugs. You stink. You smell. Your breath is bad. If you can find love on that, score.
Allow me to interject.
Oh, no.
One, Chantel.
Yes.
Bachelor Winter Games. That happened. So there was competition. They were all living and smelly. They had to, like, live together and, like, I don't know, just compete with, like, a survivor sort of situation.
But let's be honest. We smell less in the winter.
Yes. Okay.
Right. I'm talking deserted island and bugs and things like that. You're eating like you're eating rat, and you and you find that guy that's eating rat with you, and you're sharing that moment over the bonfire. You're smacking all the mosquitoes away, but you're eating rat, and you look into each other's eyes.
Are you calling? Maybe that's Naked and Afraid.
They don't usually fall in love, though. I've watched Naked and Afraid.
Yeah, you're right.
They don't usually fall in love.
Isn't that a competition thing where they're trying to get to like one goal and only one of them's going to win, so they end up like clubbing each other over the head or something?
No,
like that.
They're in it together, but they're naked.
Yep.
In the jungle. Yeah. And fire ants.
That's where the love stops. If you see somebody naked and you're meeting them for the first time.
It's opening over. A door on a blind date and they're just standing there stark naked like, well, this is what you're working with.
Yep, exactly. And then you get to decide, because we all know, ladies, when a naked guy is just standing there, it's not appealing.
It's not appealing. You don't know the person.
It's not love.
It's not love. No.
Right. So I don't know. Can we combine all those shows like Naked, Bachelor, Survivor, and Afraid? Paradise Island. Just like one big show. I might watch the hell out of that.
Yeah.
That might be my jam.
I think you're onto something.
I do. I like that. I would watch that.